Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. Now today I'd like to share with you a couple of concepts that God has, I guess, placed within scripture, within tradition, within his word to tell us how he wants us to live. At the beginning in the book of Genesis, he said to male and female, man and woman, I want you to be fruitful and multiply. Now he was talking about multiplying people upon the earth, but he's also talking to us individually to be fruitful with the gifts that we've been given, the abilities, our personalities, who we are. God wants us to excel. And he continues in this same way of wanting us to excel. And it's in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 7. And Paul states it like this. Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. So it's, we want you to excel in the act of grace, in this act of giving, of being generous. Generous of yourselves, generous of your lives. So God wants us to excel and develop more all the time of what we do and who we are. This outward excellence, but also this inward character of ourselves. He wants us to do the best we can, to push and attain ourselves to be the best. He wants us to respond with mercy and compassion. He wants us to hear his word, to respond to his word with excellence, to provide with the best excellence we can. Now, we're not comparing ourselves. What's God saying to us? What's God asking of us, of me, individually? And yes, when you add that up in a group, then you can do more, but we're not comparing ourselves because we've been given different gifts. We've got different places in the body, different positions, different personalities, different talents, a different mission from God. It's like the one mission, but within that, there can be smaller missions. And in the book of Micah, it states what God does ask of us in the way we act. And it's in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And it states this. He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. God wants us to be just in how we act and how we are. He wants us to be kind because that's what we need to be. But to walk humbly with God, to listen to God, to acknowledge God is the Lord of our life and be humble in, I guess, the gifts that you have. And you meet people like that. They're so awesome. They're so excellent in what they do. And they have this humbleness within their character that is so beautiful that you want to know these people. That you want to have conversation with them. You want to know how do they live like this? How did they attain what they attained? And even in their sharing, they're very humble in knowing that it's God who has given this gift to them. But also in being excellent, God desires us to be fat. Now, fat, not in fat, and it's all ourselves, or we're being selfish. But FAT stands for being faithful, available, and teachable. Being faithful, steadfast. You know, my word is my bond. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Being available is actually the first step towards being useful. Because if you're not available, then how can God use you? Think of anything. Say, yeah, I can do it. But if you don't put a priority or make the time or the effort and you're not available to do the chore or the job or whatever you put up your hand for, then you're actually useless. You're not useful in that role. You know, do you make yourself available Do you cancel or change your priorities if you feel like God's calling you to do something or to do this particular role or job or management? Do you manage your time well? Or are you always late? It's like, are you always sleeping in or asleep? And are you teachable? Are you humble enough? Are you teachable by God and by man who maybe has greater gifts? You want to be great men and women who are able to learn from others, to receive wisdom from others that have gone before and know how to live, how to act, how to be. Now, sometimes we don't want to listen to what others have done. We want to do it ourselves, and we learn the hard way. As often older people say, wouldn't it be nice if you had a young head with, like, on old shoulders, or the young head on the old shoulders, because then you've got the wisdom, but then you've got the youth behind it. It doesn't work that way. It's God who, in our journey with him, if we're humble enough, we learn. It's when we're proud and decide we can do it all by ourselves, we don't need any help from God or from man, that we often stumble and fall. So are you faithful? Are you available? And are you teachable? Because we all need to be fat to be useful to God, but useful to our fellow man as well. So go out and be fat. Go out and excel in whatever God asks you to do. Put your hand to the plow. Don't look back and move forward. And know that it is God who gives you the grace and ability to do that. He calls you. So if he calls you, he'll provide for you in whatever way is needed. We have to just be faithful and walk in the way he's calling us. Let's pray that God can strengthen us and help us in being excellent in how we are, in all that we do, and in our innermost character, so that we can help others on the journey. And basically, it's just pointing the way to Jesus, pointing the way to Jesus, because what more can we do? It's Jesus who does the rest. So let's ask him for help. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving Father, we need this help from you. We desire to be faithful. We desire to be available. We desire to be teachable, but you need to grace us with the gifts that we need, with the time span, with us being able to listen well, to be humble, to hear your word, to hear your calling, to hear your voice in our lives. May we excel so that we bring you honor and glory because of the excellence that we humanly can do. And Lord, when you place your spirit upon that excellence, may it excel for your glory and for your kingdom. And we ask all of this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So go, be excellent and be fat.